not better than me.
No.
Yeah, you're great.
That was a good changeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. So I was just recording.
Okay, we just recording?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I'm just going to say I'm here with Lele.
Yeah.
Or Ray.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem, I think.
Thank you so much for coming on to our show.
Yeah.
Knowing nothing about it.
Okay.
And I was very intrigued by your films here at the festival.
Yeah.
Great films.
Yeah, thank you.
And great to hear that you also did your own beatboxing on your film.
Okay.
Which is what inspired our little beatbox.
I have a very good guy, very good friends in Paris. This guy is a super hip-hop and super beatbox guy. And we do some record when we're at home. So I just... I just very love this kind of a beatbox because it's free and you know it's freestyle.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I should do some animation for that, and after that we do some jazzy rap by music, just like that in Chinese, and we're talking about story. The boy meet his girlfriend and find a hole in girl's right foot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. After that Then I do the animation.
So the music first.
Yeah, the music first.
Kind of perform, get something out that's fun, fast, easy to kind of get the feeling of it, and then you animate.
Yeah,
to that.
And then animate. Because I think animation is the same as the music. It's kind of language to show yourself. And, you know, in China, animation is it's just like industry business. It's not so free. So I think if I do the animation, I can just like rap and just like beatbox is freestyle. When I feel in that, I can do that.
Yeah.
No, that's my animation style. Yeah.
I made an animated film.
Okay.
Called The Beatbox Bastard.
Oh, really?
Where I play a character who beatboxes the whole time.
Oh.
Oh, you might actually really like this because it's about a girl and a boy on a date. The beatboxer can only beatbox and not speak.
Okay. Oh.
But it doesn't end well.
Oh, it's great.
I hope I
need to see that.
I'll send you a link.
Okay.
Now, a lot of your films are about this love. Love.
Yeah, about the love.
And I am impressed with how many different types of films you've made with that theme and how different they are.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Because I just said... I would say the animation is just kind of language to show your life, right? Because I'm falling in love with my girlfriend, and his name is Penny. And this time in Ottawa, my girlfriend go with me.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So this is love.
Yes.
Yeah. I have my life with my girlfriend, and every day we have interesting stories. So in last year, I have maybe 3 interesting stories. This year, I have 1. So. That's why it's different, because life is different.
That
right?
is true.
Yeah, because life is different. So maybe I and my girlfriend, maybe the time is past, but we are falling in love. So just this is love, yeah.
Has that, has your relationship with her inspired your films?
I don't know. Sometimes my girlfriend do not like that because my girlfriend thing is too romantic because you know life is so hard, you know.
Right.
Actually my life in Beijing is so hard because everything is expensive, but sometimes we should find some romantic and should find some free air in the animation.
Mm-hmm.
That lets everybody feeling great. So that's why I made the film. Yeah.
Now, where can people go to find you online? Do you have a website?
Yeah, I have a website. My website is www.raydesign.cn. Yeah, raydesign.cn, not .com, not .cn. Yeah.
Okay. We can put a link to that up on our website.
Okay.
And
cool.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should do some more beatboxing to take this out.
Okay, cool.
Are you ready? Do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
I can do some Chinese rap.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You can do beatbox and I do some Chinese
rap. Okay,
rap.
I'll give you a beat. Here we go.
Everybody 跟着我的节奏飞了以后让你知道这就是我的 rap maybe Everybody 跟着我的节奏飞了以后让你所唱的时候让你觉得没有乱发没得就在这个节奏里我说的东西没有问题不会停止的方向给你一个迹象就像新的说唱不会停下你的说唱就在这个 beatbox 跟着我的想法的停下就像我戴了一个耳机拿着麦克做了一个 animation for myself maybe 当了一身毛也许我不是鬼的但是我是一个嘻哈的歌手就在这个时候穿着我的 T 恤就在这个寒冷的冬天Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
That was fantastic.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So I'm here with Janet Perlman, and she's promoting and watching and talking about her new film, Sorry Film, Not Ready.
Yes.
Now, tell us about the origin of this and why I loved it so much last night.
I can't tell you why you loved it, but it certainly does please me.
Okay.
that you loved it.
And I did.
It was time for the entry forms to be done for the Ottawa Animation Festival, and it occurred to me that I didn't have a film to enter. And I thought, well, you know, the film is due a couple of weeks after the entry form, so I'll fill in the entry form. And, you know, now on my computer, I can really make everything right there, and I could actually enter a film right from my computer. I filled in an entry form and I started making a film. I felt I could make a film very quickly, and actually it really wasn't clicking, and after just a few days I abandoned it, and I went back to I thought I would save them some trouble. I know they have lots of entries in the festival, so I thought I would withdraw my entry form, and I couldn't find a way to do that. So I changed the title of the film to Sorry Film Not Ready, and I changed the description to A Film That Does Not Exist Using Invisible Animation Techniques, and forgot about that until I got an email from the Ottawa Festival saying they've extended the deadline for a week, and they still have not received my film, Sorry Film Not Ready. So I just wrote them back an email saying, it's coming. And I had a nice piece of music that I decided to use, and I started the film, and I made it in a week. A week. And, I was lucky to have the soundtrack, and I entered it in the festival. It was really down to the wire. I realized the day that I was going to send it in that I still had 10 seconds left to do, and so I just threw on a piece of corn dancing around. And an ear of corn, and sent it in. I was filling in the FedEx form while the film was rendering.
If you continue on this way of working, would your next sequel be something like, I think I'm still going to come? And then you do it even like a day before.
That's
and it'd
possible.
Be about,
yeah.
You're not even sure yeah. you're going to the festival.
Right,
but
yeah.
I guess I will if I make this.
Yeah, well, you know, I always come to this festival whether I have a film in it or not, so that wasn't any question. But
okay.
I'm sending it to other festivals, so that would come into play, because I wouldn't just show up at any festival elsewhere.
How about a sequel, I'll Throw Something Together?
Well, that's possible. You know, I'm thinking about that, because this was really rewarding, you know, just to do... First of all, it was wonderful to do something quickly, because normally the films that I do are very carefully scripted and storyboarded, and this was something that was spontaneous and improvised and just happened. I had no idea what I was going to draw until I sat down and drew it, and still it was my film. But there's a lot of self-reference in the film. You know, I say things like... part two of the film, or film
right.
almost over. I thought that was, you know, I was very pleased with that film almost over. How many people
yeah.
put that in their
yeah, yeah.
film?
Yeah. So, and then it was over yeah. very shortly after that.
Because
that was good.
Yes,
yeah.
it was. I didn't, yeah. you know, I that just want to keep people.
They're, true.
People are impatient
yeah.
these days. They need to know what's happening. So,
you know what? I think perhaps you should make the film during the screening.
Well, that's a good idea, too. But also, it occurred to me to just send in entry forms all the time and not bother to even send a film. Just
Until
say that
it
didn't come out or it's there.
Right.
Or just insist that it... Because I thought of also... Someone suggested that maybe Sorry Film Not Ready, which runs for a minute here. I always felt it was a four-minute film, but the rest of
right.
it is just not on... It's invisible.
Right.
The rest is invisible. So, you could bring it further. And so I would like to explore further just the idea of making a film after all these many years of making films, to start to really examine what it is to make a film and what is a film, and just play around with that a bit, you know.
And where can people go to look at your film or find out more about you on the internet?
Well, they can go to my website, which is janetperlman.com.
Okay.
And it is in an obscure part of my website right now, but I'm going to release it more prominently there and maybe in other places. I'm going to sort of send it around on the internet, but I sort of held it back. I thought it would be a premiere here at
Great.
The festival.
Well, thank you so much. We'll put a link to that on our site.
Okay.
And you can then have people contact you from all over the internetscape.
Sure. That would be great.
Janet Perlman, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
So, Alan.
Yeah.
Here we are, Arts Court Center.
Yeah.
People are coming by.
Yeah.
Just wanting to talk.
Yeah.
Right now, I believe we have someone here who wants to say some words.
Yeah.
We talked to him before.
Yeah.
Back for some more.
Round
Chris
two.
Robinson.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Everyone's clapping for you right now.
It wasn't for me.
Oh.
So last night.
Yeah, what happened?
Tell us.
I got into a fight with a Persian guy who has some kind of blog that people go to.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He didn't like the films and said, I don't like Persians.
Is he a rug maker?
That's what I said to him, and that's what kind of got him.
He a cat? We're talking animals again.
Squirrel.
Okay.
Persian squirrels.
Persian squirrels.
Never heard of Persian
They're
squirrels.
Wild.
Do they have albino Persian squirrels up here in Ottawa?
They've been kind of put in an institute.
Right. Yeah. And albino Persian squirrels often mistaken for the muskrat.
Yeah.
Just pisses them off.
And they get into your rugs and...
They get into your rugs and you can't find them because there's so much detail. And then all of a sudden, you wake up, and there are a lot of little baby pods.
So after that,
yep.
I was driving home, and I saw a couple of American people I know, one with an asterisk.
An asterisk? Like above them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there a subtitle below them defining
the asterisk?
No, but there was a car below them because I drove on the sidewalk and chased them.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But then they turned it on me because they came after me in the car.
What
they did was shocking. I thought a little too much. They opened all the car doors and then they ran.
They just left the doors open.
Yeah. On my car.
On your car.
On your car.
Yeah, and so, then they ran.
And then just ran away. So it must have gotten cold in your car.
What was disappointing was that I closed the two passenger side doors using an old Steve McQueen bullet technique.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You back it up a little bit,
right.
Hit the brake, boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody was there to see it.
That's how I lost most of my fingers.
That's how I lost my virginity.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Now, you said that...
But then I got distracted because I saw the Persian.
Oh, the Persian
rugging
squirrel.
It down the street.
Oh, my God. When you get a gaggle of Persian squirrels in a rolled-up rug, it looks like it's a magic carpet. That's the origin of the magic carpet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, last night, what time did you get to bed after all this hooliganery?
Must have been an exhausting night.
Well, you know, after I got done with the cops,
I got in
about 6 p.m.
Oh.
So, yeah.
It's pretty late.
Wait, you mean Sting? Well, you said the cops showed up, but you mean... The band?
The police.
Yeah.
That would make sense. He was in the...
Yeah. Sting.
Yeah.
He was in the police. He is a policeman.
But that other guy. Yeah, were they cops?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were... They're all buddies.
Yeah.
At one time, they're all partners. And they wanted to provide something for the other officers. Little loosen up.
Wasn't it originally a Huey Lewis and the News cover band?
Well,
they started with
they were involved in the story that broke with Huey and Lewis that was in the news.
Oh.
And then they started they met all these people and they said, you know what?
That makes a lot more sense.
I think
sense
Ray Parker Jr. got involved too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's when they all discovered that they loved to play guitar.
Yeah.
And they ain't afraid of no ghosts.
No.
Sting, I don't think he's afraid of anything, that guy. Especially not ghosts.
That would explain the donut art, too.
Oh, yeah.
That they would bring on tour.
Yeah, and
psychedelic donuts.
Yeah. And when he would bite the head off the donut, jelly donut, and it would.
I wonder if that's just one of those urban legends.
I think it is.
Because that's what disgusting. I heard, and then all this like blood squirted out of the donut.
People would throw their IDs at him on stage.
Was it Inuit blood in the donut?
Probably. We're just talking to somebody who's into
Inuit blood.
We're talking
to an Inuit blood aficionado.
They were Inuit?
They were in to Inuit.
Because usually they're.
They intuited
they're
that
in,
we were
in
these institutions are reserves.
They're in Inuit.
The Inuit Institution Hotel. Into. The Inuit Institution Inn is what it's called.
Right.
They provide mukluks as you walk in. It's nice.
That's their safe word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They melt records and sniff them.
Oh, really? Yeah.
What,
yeah.
To get high?
Yeah.
I heard rockabilly gives you the biggest high.
Yeah. And Bach. I heard.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it called balking now still? Is that what they still call it?
I think it was, let's do a Wolfgang. I think that was
Ooh,
the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And trying to sell it.
Yeah. You know, one of the most famous Persian rug weavers was Lucius Belfry.
He's the guy that made the equipment for Batman, isn't he?
Yeah. He made the equipment for Batman.
Yeah.
Made Persian rugs. And he would trap bats by rolling them up in the rugs, and that's where you get the expression bats in the belfry.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then you fry them?
Yeah.
And the bell goes off when it's ready.
Yeah.
Dinner time.
Yeah. And then you can take rolled up Persian bat rugs, the belfries, and you can have gladiator battles with them.
Like,
what you do.
Like American gladiator, gladiator battles?
You find a nice brook.
A brook?
Yeah.
A stream?
Yeah. You find a
creek.
Good foothold.
How about a creek?
Now, I know in Canada, log
there has
rolling,
to be a troll, too. Like
there's
the official.
The troll ref.
Yeah.
Right.
And in Canada, at least, Canadian rules is that you log roll while you have your Persian rug roll. And it's called roll. In America. Yeah.
With Caroline Leaf. Usually she's the.
She's usually documenting it through sand as it happens.
Yeah.
She does live sand
live
sketches.
Live sand interpretation.
Kind of like in a court of law.
Right, yeah.
And in America, we...
Yeah, I heard Jerry Orbach was into that.
Oh, yeah,
really?
Yeah. He just stands there and he just goes, chung, chung.
Yeah.
That when you make a foul, he comes in. The troll ref will blow the whistle and he'll come in and just go, chung, chung. And then you know, if you get three chung
chungs,
which
was a variation of no, no.
No, no,
which
yeah.
is like no, no for Jerry Orbach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's his safe word. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
And
hello
welcome
there.
To the Friends Are Forming Animation Forum podcast. It
we
is
got...
Steve Woloshin live and in the space. Welcome, Steve.
Hi. How you doing? Hi.
Good. How are you? Yes, applaud yourself.
That was a good applaud for yourself. It looks like you might practice that.
Do you?
No.
Do you do that at home a lot?
I do. Steve Woloshin, how are you?
I'm good. A little tired today, but pretty good.
It's been a long festival. A long, good
festival.
Yeah,
well, I've had a big agenda so far, so this is the first day I've, like, really
what
had off.
What is your agenda?
Well, I've had a film in competition.
Yeah. Very good film.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we enjoyed it thoroughly. We talked about it on our podcast.
Playtime?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And yesterday I had a book signing and then a master class.
Wait. You have a film and a book in the festival?
Yeah.
And a master class.
What's the book? Is the book in competition as well?
No. Right. But the book is something the edition just came out for the festival.
Okay.
I just literally got off the press last week.
Wow.
So it's...
What is the book?
It's called Recipes for Reconstruction.
Okay.
It's a book about decaying film and basically taking damaged decay film and building it back into something new. It's a book I've been working on for the last 3 years, and I made 9 films, and I put a DVD in the back of it. So every chapter was a film. So I divided it into 9 chapters, 9 films, and every chapter is a how-to. It's like it's a cookbook.
That's a good idea.
A step-by-step cookbook about how to do this and that to the film. And then in the back, you look at the film to see what the result was. So it's basically a manual. Hands-on.
Here's some hardball questions. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. Who are some of your animation heroes besides us?
Yeah.
Are you you're an animator, too?
Oh, yeah.
Now? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Most of my life.
Believe it or not, I you know, like, Well, all the Warner stuff, for sure.
Okay.
John Kay, I still love his stuff. I just love, you know, people's... The way they can bring their own personal kind of rhythm to animation.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, their own stop, start, or, you know, like long, long pulled out animation. So, I don't know. I mean, I really like the rhythm of most people. I don't care what technique they're using. I just like the way that they can stretch and collapse and you know, do all these things to time with their either their characters or their objects or figures.
Okay, another hardball question. And sorry to keep throwing these at you.
So early.
Stan Brakhage.
Yes.
Versus.
Oh, come on.
Norman McLaren.
Come on.
In an arm wrestling match.
Well, it wouldn't be very fun to watch these days. You know why?
Because.
They're both dead.
Well, I'm talking about arm wrestling
in their,
match
in their prime.
In the afterlife. Or in their prime. Both scenarios.
In the afterlife, are you in your prime in the afterlife, or are you as you are when you die?
I think you're in prime time always.
You're in prime. You're in prime. You're in the ideal.
You're in the
ideal.
Yeah.
In the afterlife.
Nobody ever explained that.
Okay, let's say a 19-year-old Norm McLaren
versus
and a 67-year-old Stan Brakhage.
Jesus.
Oh, boy. You know, they both... I saw their faces at both ages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. You really got me there.
Yeah.
I get that feeling.
Okay.
Like,
knife,
good. Friends
fight.
Of either side.
You're actually right, because it was a trick question.
Yeah.
Len Lai would break it up.
Yeah.
And
he'd
have a machine then battle.
And, but, you know, what would happen after that is, you know, it's like everyone would say, well, Len Lai never broke it up. We don't acknowledge his presence. No,
right.
Well, we decided to break it up. So, like,
right.
Like, No. Len Lai was out of town at the time.
Yeah.
I was actually in Australia. I saw, like, the original bits of his films down in the Australian Museum of the Moving Image. Like, in the basement,
nice.
They have, like, a permanent exhibit that the whole history of the moving image, all the way to 3D TV, which really looks cool, by the way, without the glasses. It's 3D TV now. You don't need glasses for. Really.
I have a beef with that, Alan.
I know. It's hard on the eyes.
Alan knows what I'm going to say. Are you a fan of the multiplane or multiplane?
Yes.
Because?
Yeah. You know, like, with my kids, I've watched Pinocchio maybe, like, 4,700 times by now. And I really like what Disney brought to the multiplane.
And perhaps Yuri Nordstein?
Yeah.
Who also, a 19-year-old Yuri Nordstein would kick both McLaren and Brakhage's butts.
Well, he's still alive, isn't he? That he can,
he
can say he won
anyway.
So.
Right. So, you know, okay.
Multiplane.
I'm a fan of it.
Okay.
What does it do? It recedes back in space.
Right. So you don't need 3D.
Why not develop 3D technology TV that recedes back into the TV and not forward into your room?
Because that's not as exciting.
Yeah.
Come on.
Alan Foreman, you said words.
I did. Sorry.
I'm just saying, no one's been working on that technology. Why not?
Yeah.
I think, though, in terms of what to do with your television when it's not on, because who wants to ever turn it off, if you are into this practice of hanging your television on a wall, which that's in 10 years is going to seem so... It's going to be on I Love the Knots, and they're going to show that. But if you had a multiplane recess into TV land feature... Why, when your TV is not being watched for TV shows, it could be on showing a window into a surrealistic outside. It'd make you feel like there's more space in your house.
Yeah, they've already done that in many science fiction films.
But not with my technology.
Very easy.
For those who don't know, what is a masterclass, and how does one go about designing one, and what do you do during it?
A masterclass for me, I don't know how, some people have done very practical masterclasses, but mine have been more about spending a little bit of time talking about my background and how I got into this, what it is that I do, the process I used to make a film, and then I showed a few examples. So I divided my masterclass up into what I did, what I'd like to do now, and what I'd like to do tomorrow. And I realized that a lot of people in the audience work digitally. So what I tried to do was saying, here's some of the digital tools that we can all share scratch filmmaking with.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have film, if you don't have like projectors or the tools, I know people that are using flat scanners now, printer scanners, you know, just to bring their stuff in to Photoshop, let's say, but it starts with film.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's just a thing about like, you know, like, hello, it's the toolbox is available to all of us. We've all got the little tools hanging around our house. We just don't know it.
Well, thank you so much for being on our show, and enjoy the rest of the festival.
I will.
And have a great master class.
It already was yesterday.
Have a great memory of your master class. That
thank
was
you.
Good.
You recovered from that very
Think
well.
About it when you go to bed.
Yeah, you took the shoe out of that mouth very quickly. No,
thanks
I will.
Again.
Thank you very much. It's
All
been
right.
fun.
Thank you.
Claps.
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 Clap
for yourself.
Applaud.
All right. I'm here with Ruth Lingford and Tara Mayer.
Hello.
And you both are representing a film called Little Deaths.
We are.
And your film is about sleeping.
Did you not get it?
It was about like running really fast and like breathing really heavily. Exercise, perhaps.
You're close.
There were some calisthenics in it. I think from the imagery. That's what I read.
Calisthenics.
Group calisthenics. But whatever it was, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Good.
Yes.
How much did you enjoy it?
I started to sweat a little bit. My heart started to flutter. Got that, you know, tingly sensation all throughout. And it made
did
me.
Did you get any visual images?
I you know, the guys talked about Daffy Duck. Strawberry Shortcake.
Strawberry Shortcake, wow.
Yeah.
And what was
yeah.
it like for you afterwards?
The musk of her strawberry scent wafting through me was just about to the point where it'd be unbearable, yet it was the best pleasure.
Uh-huh.
So, like I said, exercise.
Great.
Yeah. Now, your film... I know my assessment is correct, but for those who don't know your film, what is your film about?
Okay, it's a film based on audio interviews with people, asking them to describe the experience of orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or
orgasm.
Do you mean origami?
Orgasm.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Tara, you worked on this as well.
Yes. I made a little bit of animation, and I am also Ruth's editor, body double, and chauffeur.
That is a combo package.
She is a demanding woman.
Is that something that you can now put on your resume, all of those things?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Line it to the top.
Okay.
Tara stands in for me in all my nude scenes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, we're talking to this guy yesterday, Chris Robinson. He was going on about safe words. And perhaps that could be the kink culture version of Little Deaths.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that?
Wow, safe words is a great great title for a film.
I'm just saying. Sometimes
Wonderful.
Sometimes
Do you have copyright on that?
No, and I'll let you know. Mm. Sometimes I'm an oracle. And that just came out.
Wow.
That
that's good.
Now, I'm not into sequels, usually, in life. I didn't like Bambi Returns. I didn't like Toy Story 5. But Little Deaths might have a good sequel in
Safe Words.
Safe Words.
I like it a lot.
Mm.
I do know somebody who has his ex-wife's name as his safe word.
Really? Do you know what mine is?
Sorry?
Would you like to know what mine is?
I'd love to know what yours is.
Strawberry Shortcake. Any final questions for me?
How was it for you?
It was great. Anyway, thank you so much. Oh, where can people go to find out more about your work, if you want them to? Because we can put a link on our website directly to your work to promote yourself.
I will come back to you on that
Okay. Okay. And Tara? You want to promote yourself at all through us?
I have a Vimeo page finally.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not ready. I'm not sure if I'm ready to share it yet.
When you're ready to share, you let me know and we'll link it.
But it's pretty obviously named.
Okay.
So if anyone out there is stalking me, you could find my stuff on Vimeo.
That's
Tara, T-E-R-A.
Shut up. I'm sorry.
That's such a great way to avoid the question. If you stalk me, you will know. That's great. The internet should be that easy. Well, thank you very much, and
we'll
see you next year with another film, right?
Yeah, and it'll be Safe Words.
Safe Words. All right. Thank you. We have a new person we've never talked to before. This is Spikey. Hi, Spikey.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
So, are you a student here for the animation school workshop?
I'm looking to get into the schools, but I'm really not sure where to start.
Well.
Oh. Joel can help you with that.
Yeah. Well, we have a school that we've just started, Spikey. Yeah.
Spike?
You're in luck.
Is this school called Spike?
No, you're Spikey.
Oh, I'm nervous.
It's okay. You're Spikey. It's okay. So, Spikey.
Yes?
What would you say to an animation school? What's the name of our school again?
It's the Friends of Forum and Animation Forum School of Animation.
FAFAS.
FAFAS?
FAFAS. Yeah.
It's
FAFSA.
FAFSA?
Yeah.
Here's what we do. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. We give you a surprise box.
Okay.
In this box is material to make an animated film, but what you must do with this box is go to your favorite place on the planet.
Which would be?
The Friends are the FAFAS school. Is that the right answer?
Ooh,
that is a good answer. Yeah, I like that.
I think you just got elevated to another grade.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Spikey.
Yes.
Did you beat on kids or get beaten by kids when you were in grammar school?
That's a good question.
I was the punching bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did they call you the punching bag because you punched other kids?
No.
Okay.
No, I became the therapeutic punching bag, and I seemed to help others with their aggression.
Okay.
Because after they were, tired beating me up, they didn't beat anybody else up because, it had all been spent, and I felt good about
that. It's an important role to play in another person's life.
Spikey. How has high school been for you? Because you look like a strapping young high school lad getting ready to go into the college verse. What does it feel like right now? Where are you at?
I just started high school, so I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. Oh. And it's really freaky because I was at the top of the totem pole last year, and now I'm at the bottom again. Yeah. And it's like my morale is all crushed, and I've got pimples, and I don't know what to do. And girls are looking at me funny.
My suggestion, don't go to a school where they stack students on top of each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your first
mistake. So, totem
pole
school.
Probably.
So, I got to go and get out of that school.
Get into, a building.
Yeah.
A building
chairs.
School.
Yeah.
A building. A chair school?
A school for buildings.
A school for buildings.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Spikey.
Yes.
Spikey Platypus. That's a really interesting name.
Well,
where does that come from?
It's a long and sordid story. But I can sum it up with I just came up with it.
It looks like you might have a little bit of Inuit blood. Is that right? You look like you could Iditarod or two.
I don't think I have any Inuit blood. No, I might have some. No, I don't. Do I look like I have Inuit?
A little bit. Yeah.
I might have to do some research on that.
Have you looked in your freezer to see if you have any in there?
No.
Well, you might want to check when you get home.
Yeah. Why are you wearing mukluks right now?
It was cold this morning.
Yeah.
And it also, it goes with my hat.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, true. Obviously.
Yeah. Ties it all together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's wearing a hat made out of ties, neckties.
Yeah, but it's in the shape of one of those big Mongolian hats with the big swoop.
Yeah, the red and the green ones on the right and left really flop nicely and cover my neck. Yeah.
So. How did you make a shipmast of a naked woman's bust on the front of your hat out of ties?
That took a long time.
Yeah.
And a lot of glue.
Ooh.
Well, I like that because that shows ingenuity.
Now,
that's something that we value here at FAFAS.
This ingenuity is remarkable for a lad like yourself. I think...
I feel wanted.
I'm just going to say honorary degree.
We may as well just make him a graduate right now.
Do you have a doctorate program?
Here you go.
Do I have to sign it?
Yeah, sign it.
Okay.
Sign that right there.
Perfect. Can you read my writing? Is that okay?
No.
Okay.
Spikey just got his Inuit blood out and made a palm print on my chest. I guess that works.
I guess he's claimed you as his own.
So do you have
a
doctor?
You're his concubine now.
Do you have a doctor program?
Do we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a program for doctors.
Okay.
That teach them how to animate.
Animated doctors.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get on with your other interviews.
Okay.
Spikey,
yes. Best of luck to you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for the box.
Yeah, you're done.
I haven't gotten it yet. I don't.
You now just graduated from college. Go out and do stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, go out and start your life, man.
Okay.
Do positive things.
Yeah. I will further the revolution.
Live for others. Rise up, brother.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm here with Mylene Sato.
Sayo.
I'm here with Mylene Sayo.
You didn't do your research.
We have pronounced our names so many times. What is your role here at the festival concerning media, people, concerning our podcast?
I'm the media relations person for the festival. So my responsibility is to cater to the journalists' needs.
Okay.
Such as yourself.
And how demanding have we been? Tell everyone about our writer.
Your writer?
Yeah. The writer list of demands before we came.
Actually, there were a lot of AWN journalists asking for various interviews. And, of course, there are, what, over 90 filmmakers here?
Mm-hmm. We interviewed everyone.
And pretty well.
Yeah.
And I think that's the greatest challenge is trying to contact these filmmakers and connect them with the journalist, because there's a lot. And it's not just the local journalists, right?
Right.
Because you're not from here.
We're an international entity.
Well known.
Yeah, of course. Well known, please. So you have been, I have to say, tremendous in most of the demands that we've asked of you.
Yes, because you've been very demanding.
We said we want just the green M&Ms in the bowl, but 25% of them bitten off.
Why the green M&Ms?
Because I...
It should be the brown.
...am thinking of the environment.
There's less additives. There's no color.
We're trying to go green. We do our part. That is it. Right there. Now, first impressions of our podcast. The first day, I mean, we were just barking orders at you. You took it in stride. How do you think we've developed as a podcast at this festival?
I was actually surprised.
Really?
Yeah, I was expecting these serious guys. And I didn't realize it was like a comedy act.
Mm, mm-hmm.
It was hilarious.
Thank you.
And you actually get the audience to want to do the podcast.
Thank you.
Even me.
I you're doing it. I know. Before, it was like, why? I would never, ever, ever.
This is my first podcast, by the way.
Is it really?
Yes.
The first podcast that you have also heard?
No.
Okay.
The first podcast that was actually lighthearted and funny and relaxed. Because it's usually very serious.
Right, right. I mean, we can get serious. We've done that before with people, it just frightens everyone.
Because I've done it for the business world and
dry
organizing those, and it's very serious.
Now, Mylene, were you a fan of animation previous to working at an international animation festival?
I watched animation.
That's good.
I like animation. I wouldn't say I'm a diehard fan.
Okay. What is your favorite thing you've seen that's animated in your lifetime?
I'm a girly girl.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Are you going to say... No. Here we go.
I was going to say either...
Okay.
Jem, who's truly outrageous, or Strawberry Shortcake, my favorite.
Strawberry Shortcake?
Yeah.
No. Classics. Like the Walt Disney classics.
Right. Strawberry Shortcake is a classic.
And you didn't tell me, like, Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No. Okay. I'm more like the Cinderella, Snow White.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful films.
That's what I grew up to.
Beautiful films.
Yeah. They're classics.
And
what's your favorite?
Of all time or this festival?
All time.
Ooh. I would have to say, aside from Astro Boy.
Superman?
Yeah, guess. This is good. Superman or Astro Boy? You're getting cold.
Which hero?
Colder.
Spider-Man?
I do like the Spidey. Yeah.
But, he doesn't really have superheroes. Superpowers.
Are you more of a Batman? Batgirl?
Like Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Okay. This is perfect topic of conversation. The creator of Wonder Woman was a Harvard professor.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
And did you also know that he was one of the first people to test out the lie detector?
No.
Did you also know that he was a polygamist?
okay, maybe I don't like Wonder Woman anymore.
And what he would do is he would have a lie detector set up at Harvard University and invite women to come and test it out. And then he basically would get to know them better.
And how long ago was this?
This was in the 40s.
Wow.
Yeah. And they had
lie detectors in the 40s.
It was when it first was invented. And he saw the potential of this.
And it worked really well back then?
I think his first question was, will you have sex with me? And his next question was, will you not have sex?
They had polygamists back then?
Yeah.
In the 40s?
He invented it. No, but at one point he was living with three women who all kind of resembled Wonder Woman. Oh. He used the lie detector to kind of find his ideal.
So was he your hero?
Of course. To this day, that man has done so much for me.
He's inspired you, eh?
Yeah, yeah. But
does it say a lot about your own personal life?
That's why I have a podcast. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Big moment.
Yeah.
Possibly.
It's what it's all come down to.
It's all come down to this moment in this time.
Yes.
The Ottawa International Animation Festival 2010 Party Recap 2010.
Theme music. We can make it.
I mean, it's already been made. We're listening to it right now. Do you like what I did with it?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alan, take it away.
Hey, Joel.
Tell us what we need to know.
What a year for parties. Let me tell you, this was a great year for after parties at the Animation Festival.
Tell me.
The opening night party, missed it.
Why?
I was kind of stuck at the border.
You at the American?
At the, the U.S.-Canada border.
Okay.
I was pulled over. Mm. Searched my car, searched my body cavities, searched really? Everything. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So pleasurable.
Mm-hmm. For some people, maybe.
Okay.
Not for me.
Okay. So you missed the party because of that.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions about that party?
No.
Okay.
Thursday.
Day two.
Thursday night. Was the big Salon des Refusés.
Mm.
Pass holders only, people.
Another year of pass holders only. No one listened to our warning last year about the confusion. Tell me what happened.
I miss that one, too. Well, I was stuck behind a desk with you interviewing random people all night long.
Oh, that's
remember that?
Right. Yeah.
I think I had one beer.
We were not able to.
It was
to
a little cold, too.
It was cold in the entryway. Yeah. And we could not participate because of the demands of being a media outlet this year, officially.
Yeah.
So by becoming more popular in the world of animation podcasts, we sacrificed having a party.
A social life at the festival.
Okay.
But that's okay because Friday was the big animators picnic.
Yeah!
Which I also missed.
And why?
Because you and I were walking around interviewing people.
We were doing our podcast.
Yeah, we're doing our podcast.
Yeah, I think I got a bite of someone's leftover cheese block.
I think I had half a cheeseburger.
Really? You got a half,
I got
of,
half
the whole
of a cheeseburger,
cheeseburger
in, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Day four.
Well, no, there was a Friday night party.
Oh, day
you remember? There
three
was a, there was
night?
Another Salon des Refusés that night.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But I don't remember what happened.
Why?
I think I left. There was some drink. We did get to drink.
Yes.
But then I left there and went to another bar where I found you.
Right.
Five sheets to the breeze.
To the floor.
And we closed that bar out. We actually got sort of kicked out.
Yeah.
That's okay.
When you
they were mopping. Yeah.
They were mopping.
Yeah.
When you table dance,
uh-huh.
Make sure to tie your shoes. Because when you do a kick line, sometimes a loafer might fly and break some bourbon.
It's also good to make sure you're on a table when you're
right.
table dancing.
Right.
Which you weren't. No. Well, it was fun, though. It was a fun night. Got to talk to some filmmakers at the Salon des Refusés before going to the other bar. But that's okay, because then Saturday came along.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
No party. Boring.
Oh, are you kidding me? Mad parties on Saturday. Saturday
really?
Was party all day long, my friend.
Tell
party,
me
party,
what
party.
I did because I was there.
Oh, my God. It started with you and me doing our podcast in the morning.
And, you know, didn't we also miss one of the...
Spent all morning doing that.
We missed one whole competition screening because of our podcast.
I think I missed two entire competition screenings because of the podcast. But that's okay. Because you know who came through? Cartoon Brew. Our pals over at the Brews. Well, the fine people over there, Jerry and Amid, good guys. We
good
got
guys.
To talk to both of them while we were there. So they came through with a fun little party in the afternoon. A 4 o'clock drink-a-thon.
They had towers of meat.
Oh, my God.
Cold
meat,
cut.
Meat and cheese towers galore.
Towers. Delicious.
As soon as that got over, I think I went to at least one screening before taking a afternoon drunk nap and then getting up for the evening competition and the big Saturday night party.
What was this all about?
Saturday night party is like the biggest party of the whole festival.
Yeah. And we missed it because of podcasting? What did we do?
No, we went to it, man. It was the Friday night Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh.
Remember that?
Oh, the Hard Rock
party.
Cafe.
Yeah. There was food that was there, but then was gone by the time you tried to get to it.
I was so surprised that Sylvester Stallone, Bruce Willis, and Soleil Moon Frye were all there.
I know.
Dishing out hors d'oeuvres that they made.
Sausages, spring rolls.
Meat huts.
Oh, it was so good.
They made little strawberry chocolate meat rolls.
And then later on, Slash came and played with his new band, Slash.
And then Buckethead did freestyle beatboxing and breakdancing.
And then he mopped up afterwards.
Yeah.
But, you know, that wasn't the only big party happening on Saturday night. Hotel room after party.
Wait a second. Let's bring down the lights. Mm. Hold on. Mm. Let's bring down the lights. Yeah. Let's bring up the talk.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
Here's what happened. I conspired with a few other friends to have...
You have other friends?
No. I conspired with a couple other random strangers
at
the festival to have an after party.
What?
At our hotel room.
Is that legal?
No.
Wow.
Do you remember that?
Was I there?
You were there. You were in the corner.
Oh, you know what?
You were in the corner podcasting.
You're right.
The entire time. Yeah, and we kicked it till 5 in the morning, man.
Yeah, I think it was later than that.
It was probably later than that.
5:15.
It might have been 5:15, 5:30.
Yeah.
But then there was the Sunday night closing
party. Oh, yeah, wait.
The closing
recap
party of the festival.
Day seven,
Sunday, October 24th, the closing night party for pass holders only at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I missed it.
So did I.
Yeah. I wasn't there. I had to go home.
I had to go home early.
I was on the road. So that was all the parties.
That was a good recap.
Yeah.
Recap closing music. And I'm actually playing it live. My whole orchestra is here.
Nice.
I got the banjo.
Yeah.
I got the sitar.
Uh-huh.
And my zipper. Alan, are we done?
I think we're done.
Have we closed out?
I think we've closed the book on Ottawa 2010.
The Friends Reform and Animation Forum presentation of the Ottawa International Animation Festival 2010.
Yeah.
Deluxe edition.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we will do it again next year.
Yeah.
And see you all again next year for another time looking at stuff. Goodbye.
Bye.
Uh.
Everybody 跟着我的节奏飞了以后让你知道这就是我的 rap maybe Everybody 跟着我的节奏飞了以后让你所唱的时候让你觉得没有乱发没得就在这个节奏里我说的东西没有问题不会停止的方向给你一个迹象就像新的说唱不会停下你的说唱就在这个 beatbox 跟着我的想法的停下就像我戴了一个耳机拿着麦克做了一个 animation for myself maybe 当了一身毛也许我不是鬼的但是我是一个嘻哈的歌手就在这个时候穿着我的 T 恤就在这个寒冷的冬天 Oh cool
wow.